हरे राम हरे राम।
Today, I walked around the sacred mountain Govardhan, and there was an old man walking before me who taught me something about entering Vrindavan. He was singing, and there were tears in his eyes as he pronounced the names of the Lord, which I wrote down afterwards. Giridhari Syam, Hari Murari, Syama Pyari, Govardhana Dhari, Govinda Gopal. And then his voice choked and he stopped singing. Then I stayed a little in the back and he continued after some time. Giridhari Syam, etc. Yes, entering the world of Vrindavan only goes through the road of devotion. It's a spiritual place, and spiritual places are not accessible by tickets, by normal roads, by the touristic pilgrimages which are offered. They are accessed only through a devotional heart, the road of devotion. There's a very nice book that talks really a lot about the secrets of entering a Vrindavan. It's my handbook, Sri Vrindavan Mahimamrita. And there is a meditation which is offered on Vrindavan, which really brings forth some of the secrets of Vrindavan Vasi's life. So please find a comfortable place to sit, switch off your many distractions in life, even put your chips to the side and first, meditate on a pure and nectarian ocean of transcendental moonlight. You all have seen an ocean. You have seen the silvery color of the moonlight. So here, this is an ocean of moonlight. And within that moonlight, see the beautiful and sweet abode of Vrindavan coming forth. There's a forest, nice chirping trees, a beautiful breeze bringing the coolness from the river Jamuna there. Fruits are there, flowers, clusters of blossoms, and all these birds, deer, parrots, peacocks, cuckoos, and sweetly humming bees. Now within that beautiful forest of Vrindavan, see in your mind's eye the charming, handsome, and wonderfully youthful Radha and Madhava. Madhava, Krishna, is crowned with a peacock feather crown. He has braids. There are jewels on his crowns. And then there is Srimati Radharani. She's so beautiful. Her words are so sweet. When she jokes and when she laughs, when she throws sidelong glances at Krishna that attract him. All this makes Radha so beautiful, so exquisite. Her form is splendid as molten gold, and when she walks through the forest, this golden lush effulgence coming from her turns the entire forest into a golden light. In this way, meditate on the beautiful divine couple of Radha and Krishna. Now slowly exit this forest, come back to the bright moonlight, and after a little time, return to room awareness or the awareness of the place where you are. My dear everyone, such meditations remove the anxiety, the stress, the many, many things that are there in our thought traffic, and they make us peaceful. Please return to our next Kartik meditation, or Kartik inspiration, I should say. And see you all tomorrow. Hari Bol.